This goes without saying, but no one wants a parking fine. But would you feel better about getting one if the money went towards helping local businesses? Well, that'll soon be the case in Darwin, where the council has announced it'll use parking revenue to stimulate small businesses recovering after the lockdowns. Oliver Gordon has been taking a look.
This morning, the Northern Territory officially became coronavirus-free. The last of 30 COVID-19 cases has recovered, and now the Territory is focused on getting back to normal. Darwin City Council Mayor Con Vatskalis has a unique plan to get them there.
We have to help our businesses. We have to help our people.
He'll take $300,000 of parking revenue collected in the months before coronavirus locked down Darwin and create a small business voucher scheme.
Our staff found this idea used in one of the states in the United States of America. They had a look at it. They saw the results in the literature that there was a very, very successful. And we thought, well, we're not going to reinvent the wheel. We're just going to borrow it, modify it and apply it here. We did. And we're starting today with the registration of businesses and in June with the registration of clients.
Darwin was one of the first places to reopen cafes, restaurants and bars after full lockdown. But the local mayor says consumers are still being very thrifty and businesses are suffering.
So businesses are still suffering the effects of the coronavirus through people not spending enough. This system would bring people to the city. If you can buy a coffee for $3 instead of $5, why not? If you can buy a meal instead of $80 for $60 or $40, why not? People will come back. They can get some savings when they come to the city, and the businesses get what they're actually missing out from the full price they get through the council.
So what do businesses think? Sam Weston runs the Mad Snake Cafe in Darwin.
I like it. It's got my vote. I mean, right now we should be coming into the decent tourist season. So I've definitely down. But the past sort of week, it feels like there's a little bit of life to the city again. I think people are slowly, you know, leaving their houses and coming out for a coffee and sitting down. So I guess it's better than nothing right now.
You know, it's good to always be sceptical of these sorts of schemes that politicians and mayors, you know, cook up.
Yes.
Do you have a bit of scepticism?
You normally do anyway, but no, I think this one's good because I was thinking about it before. If you get a parking fine, it actually helps pay for a business. So I think that sort of is a bit bittersweet for some people. So yeah, I can't see this being rorted. If you get your regular customers and they can use this in their local, you know, whatever business, I think this is going to be a good one.
The idea has caught attention elsewhere. The Chief Executive of the Council of Small Businesses is Peter Strong.
This scheme in Darwin is so innovative, so clever, sends a really good message about values. You know, we value our community.
And you're a national body and you're looking at small businesses across the country. Would you encourage other local councils or local governments to look into similar schemes?
Absolutely. Local governments, I think this is something they should look at. I mean, if it's a small local government area and it's, say, $10,000, well, that's $10,000 that can go back into the community. And the beauty of this is it is the community supporting the community. This isn't about government intervention at the federal level. This is about the local government that's elected by local people making a decision that looks after locals. It means that a lot of people who do want to support their small business can do so through a voucher. And the small businesses will love it, whether it's a coffee shop or whether it's selling clothing or whatever it does. This confidence is so important in these times, and it sends a message to small business that we're all thinking about them.
Peter Strong from the Council of Small Businesses, and that report by Oliver Gordon.